And this is your morning news brief. Mind if you're hitting the road this morning. Montreal Street from Princess Street to Opera Lane will be closed today until 4 p.m. to accommodate a crane lift of air units to the roof of 176. Park Street to Bath Road will be closed today and Thursday until 7 p.m. for a concrete pour as part of the Wright Crescent. And Drive to Elliott Avenue is closed to through traffic until August 31st to facilitate roadway rehabilitation. Street will be closed daily for the installation of an all-way stop by the city contractor. South Bartlett is closed for facade restoration at 665 Princess Street. Cranbrook Street from Lakeview Avenue to Days Road is temporarily closed for pedestrian improvement. Country Club Drive to Front Road, expect delays for the installation of sanitary and water main, with traffic reduced to one lane in both directions. On John Counter Boulevard from Elliott Avenue to Montreal Street, construction repairs continue. Motorists should expect delays as contractors complete paving operations on Taylor Kidd Boulevard and Collins Bay Road. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace for repairs and safety improvements. Norman Rogers Drive is closed to through traffic to facilitate roadway rehabilitation and configuration improvements. Sydenham Street is closed to through traffic between Princess and Queen for the Sydenham Street community to remain in place on Princess Street from Frontenac to Division, Aberdeen Street between Johnson and William, and Berry Street at Queen. And now your weather outlook, 30% chance of showers in the afternoon, wind becoming southwest afternoon with a high of 26, humidex of 31, UV index 7 or high. Tonight will be cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Coming up at 5, the City of Kingston recognized 7 exceptional volunteers with Mayor's Civic Awards in 3 categories at last night's council meeting. This has been your morning news brief. Be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indie Wake Up Call coming up next.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
I was married once, but I just didn't know how to keep it together.
Come on, Waylon. Make love to me the way you used to.
No.
It's that horrible Mr.
Bird. The bird's out of us!
Sometimes I need enough just to feel like I'm making sense. That was Robin with Talk to Me. And I'm talking to you right here on CFRC 101.9. My name is Jeff the Nerd. We are live with another Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday. That's right. I'm here. I'm in person. I'm in the lower level of Queen's Carruthers Hall. And it's going to be a fine morning today. It's August 20th and pretty in the Limestone City. Currently hanging around 16 degrees Celsius. It's going to get up to about 25 with a 40% chance of showers. And down to a nice, crisp 16 degrees overnight. But that is then, this is now. Stick with me until 10 a.m. I'm riding solo today. It's just you, it's just me, it's just the tunes, and it's going to be a good morning. We've got a little bit of everything in store, a little bit of classic stuff. It's going to be a good time. We're going to talk movie news after 9. Got to talk some nerd stuff with you. I know you all love it. We're going to talk about our sponsors, our amazing sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. That's right, Old Farm Fine Foods, downtown Kingston at the corner of Clergy and Barry. We'll talk about what they've got cooking up. And general radio nonsense. I hope you're rip-roaring and ready to go. Let's get to it, though. Like I said, my name's Jeff the Nerd. This is Indie Morning Wake Up. And here's a classic from Alan Toussaint. This is The Sweet Touch of Love. Let's do this.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC FM.
Sun. Nothing like the first cup of dumpster juice in the morning.
It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFFM.
I saw a girl and she drove me wild. She looked at me and I looked and smiled. The cutest girl you could ever see. I never dreamed she'd go out with me. We met at school, so I asked her out. The only girl I ever thought about. She's 16 and she's so divine. I never thought I would make her mine. I'm in love, I just can't wait. I have a date.
Tones from 1978 with I Have a Date. Right on. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and welcome back, everybody. This is your Indie Morning Wit, your rock ride around the world and through time, and on your way to yet another excellent summer weekend. It's 101.9, your campus community radio station since 1922, in the cool, dank of Lower Carruthers Hall here on Queen's University campus. Before the Simple Tones, we heard a new track with Liquid Heartbeat. Got a lot of good pop on today, a lot of dancing stuff. You're welcome. We also had in that set another new track from Teenage Fan Club and Day in the Sun, Sant and his classic Sweet Touch of Love. It's all about romance and sleazy summer vibes. We're still in the dog days. It's August. And don't you worry. There's no end in sight for the summer. I like basking. Those regular listeners know that this time of talk about our sad, pathetic, lonely lives so that you, dear listener, can feel a little bit better about your sad, pathetic, lonely life. We're all in this together. Like I said, Indie Morning Wednesday, where dreams come to die. But yeah, this I wasn't on last week because I had a buddy coming in from the West Coast, the best coast. And I don't know about you, but I like when people from out of town come in and I get to play tourist a little bit, you know, eating out a lot, going to a lot of restaurants that I don't frequent. Checked out the Princess Street Promenade. Got to say hello to some of our CFRC brothers and sisters out there, you know, fighting the good fight, doing the outreach. It was a lot of fun. And finally got to see Obsession, the movie that all the kids about the young couple who, I won't give away the plot. If you haven't seen it already, go in as blind as possible. Don't watch a trailer. Don't look up the synopsis. Just know that the nerd recommends. But yeah, that's basically what I've been up to this past week. Just like enjoying the hot, the dog days of summer. Always, always misery of February in this city. If you're getting a little sick of the summer, I've been hearing rumblings from people that, oh man, this heat, this sun, the sweat. I'm almost over it, is what they say. I say no. Think about February. Think about it being dark and miserable at like 4 p.m. Blizzards. Nothing. Nothing for no one to walk home from work. So I'm just trying to milk every last drop of this sweet summer that I can. I have a rooftop garden. I have one plump tomato, very thirsty tomato. So I'm happy for these intermittent little rain bursts we've been getting. We decided to name the tomato Tom, named Toe, because we're creative like that. And that's just how we roll. And yeah, lots of hot peppers up there, lots of flowers, lots of pollinators, falcons going bananas up there at St. Mary's, killing it as always. So again, plenty of summer left. Like I said in the last break, here in Kingston, we are sitting, it's going to get up to like 25 with a 40% chance of showers and a bit of a cool down towards the end of the weekend, into the weekend. We're talking like 10 degrees overnight. Whew, that's good sleeping weather. It's a sign of things to come. Fall is coming. So again, just, you know, or well, we've got it. Go for a swim. The nerd says so. Right on. Yeah, it's about 20. Simone Lamone is out on assignment. Vinny the Thrill out, you know, shaking hands and kissing babies and all that. It's just you and it's just me and it's just the tune. So enough of my inane ramblings. We'll get back to the music. Next break, we're going to talk about sisters at Old Farm Fine Foods. Stay with me now. Old Farm Fine Foods. Excellent. Until then, though, let's pop out with a little brand new ditty from Carly Rae Jepsen, Queen of Canada. This is called Don't Leave Me on the Dance Floor, right here on CFRC 101.9. Been a good and been a bad.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Hello, like Chris Bailey. Files in the fridge. Would you open the door? Files on your lawn. Files your body. Files a booger. Would you plug your nose? Where would you keep it? Would you eat it? I'm just for being around. Files a front porch swing. Would you let me hang? Files a dance floor. Would you shake a thing? Check. Would you let me bounce up and down inside your bank account? Trust me not to break you. I'm just trying really hard to make you. Files a haircut. Files a maid. Could I clean your flat? Files the carpet. Would you wipe your feet? No time to save it from mud off the street. If you like me, if you love me, would you? I'm a little grubby. I'm just being around.
Am I so out of touch? No, it's the children who are wrong.
She's a hit. Great God, she's a hit. She's a hit. She's a hit with me. She can go to Hollywood and become a movie queen. She'll be an eye catcher on in the cover magazine. She's a hit. Well, 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 she's a hit. Let's face the facts. I'll give her all my money. Won't ask for it back because she's a hit. Oh yes, oh yes, she's a hit. She's a hit, she's a hit, baby. Hit with me. You see it, a red dress and a high sneakers too. Me going, and she'll get you too, because she's a hit. Oh. She's a hit, boy, she's a hit. Hey, girl, you're a hit with me. Well, 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 come on. She's a hit. I said she's a hit. I mean, she's a hit.
Thank you. mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Howdy. Good morning, everybody. If you're just tuning in, welcome to Indie Morning Wake Up. It's your Wednesday edition, your hump day rock ride around the world and through time, baby. Let's do this. My name's just fine, sunny, balmy Wednesday here on Queen's University Campus Community Radio, CFRC. Rocking the airwaves since 1922. Don't worry, if you're just tuning in for the first time, better late than never. Like I said, my name's Jeff the Nerd, and if you're just tuning in, we just heard a brand new song called One and Done. That was from The Heart Wants, hot out of Oakland, California. I hope you're enjoying it. Also in that last set, we heard another brand new track out of France's own Fabienne Del Sol with her 60s garage-inspired She Is Gone. Very kind of, like I said, like 60s psychedelic. Not too shabby. On Del Sol, we had a classic from T-Bone Walker with She's a Hit. We also had in there the Lemonheads with their classic Being Around. It was a live, kind of slowed down, chilled out version of that one. I like that. That kind of speaks like summertime romance to me. Just being around. Also in that last set, we opened it up with Carly Rae Jepsen and her brand new track, Don't Leave Me on the Dance Floor. Like I said earlier in the show, it's a little bit of everything today. It's a mixed bag of rock, of pop, a little bit of soul. We're here to get you through it, people. We're here for you. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and this time of morning, we like to talk about our amazing sponsor. That's right. This Indie Morning Wednesday is sponsored by Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods, downtown Kingston, on the corner of Berry and Clergy Street. Come for the food. Brand new Berry Street. You'll love it. You'll barely regret it. Lots of good stuff happening over the summertime at Old Farm and in the neighborhood. This past weekend was the Women's Art Fest in the park, and there was also a Little League baseball tournament going on. So Old Farm was bumping. There was a lot of action going on over the weekend. It was a very Canadian scene. I really enjoyed it. And so, Old Farm, as always, Kawartha Dairy Ice Cream by the scoop. Get down there, get yourself a cone. Get yourself a float. Diets be darned. I don't care. Mix the soda with the ice cream. It blows people. It blows little kids' minds away. I don't know what's going on with this generation. It seems like a thing for them. I just like seeing, you know, their eyes light up and the disappointment in their parents' faces because they know the parents are gonna have to deal with the roller coaster up and down. But I don't care. I'm just there to make them float. Other things going on at Old Farm Fine Foods. Vegetables. The farms are just killing it right now. They are producing so much. Like I said, we've had a very lush, rainy summer this year, albeit sometimes too much rain. I've heard some farms, you know, struggling with like 100. But all in all, we've been getting some good stuff coming into Old Farm. You know, cucumbers, zucchini, greens, all sorts of stuff. It's been great. So we've been trying to, Old Farm's been trying to, like, make stuff out of it before it goes bad. So right now, the famous Thousand Island Relish is back on the docket. It was just whipped up yesterday by the chefs upstairs. It's canned, and it's ready to go home with you for that excellent barbecue. I'm telling you, that relish, it's delicious. It's made of a lot of local ingredients, a lot of the stuff the farmers are bringing in. You slather yourself an Enright All Island Relish. Maybe you throw it on a Newman's Bakery bun, and you're laughing. That's summertime right there for you. I've been saying all morning, you know, a lot of people that I've been talking to, they might be getting a little, not maybe that is the word, they're getting a little sick of the heat and the humidity and all that. The winter's gonna suck. We all know it. We live in Canada. We live in Kingston. So just enjoy these last few weeks of just hot, sleazy, sweaty summer. You'll barely regret it. But and the only way to do that is to get down to Old Farm and get some delicious food. Cheese. Get a wedge of cheese for your picnic, for your boating excursion. Like I said, I was off last week on the water out at Battersea Beach. You load up on some Old Farm snacks, and there's your afternoon for you right there. Yeah, corner of Barry and Clergy Street. Get down there and see what's cooking. Always delicious. Always are getting pumped out right now as well. We're talking lasagnas. We're talking turkey pot pies. Absolute magic. Now that the weather is getting a little bit chillier, we're starting to see the first inklings of autumn. You know, it's going down to 10 degrees overnight near the end of the week. You know what that means? It means you can turn the oven on again. It means you don't have to cook. Or from frozen, 350 degrees, you're laughing. It's fantastic. Anywho, I've rambled on long enough. It's about 20 minutes to 9 o'clock. After 9, we are going to do our community events roundup, where we're going to talk about what's going on in and around. Got to get out there, see some live music, see some live shows. There's a lot of theater stuff happening right now. So more on that a little bit after 9. Yeah, what's your favorite picnic item? What's your favorite thing to bring to, like, the park or the beach? Is it a nice baguette with some spread, with some hummus? Or you like me, you like to go full steakums. You know, utilize one of those public charcoal barbecues and throw yourself a giant Enright ribeye on there. I don't know. Get back to me. My Instagram is Jeff Movie Nerd, or you can reach out at Old Farm FF on their glorious Instagram and tell us what you like to do. Tell us what you like to eat. Sweet corn is in right now. Get that sweet corn on the grill. We're going to get back to the tunes. Enough of my inane rambling about Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods. Oh, and just a reminder before we get back to it, not next week. Let me just see here. Not next week. It's going to be a special show because we're going to be bringing my young niece on to do her summer vacation wrap-up episode. So we'll get to hear about how her summer went, what summer camp was all about, and what she's looking forward to in the upcoming school year. That's not for a couple days available. That's when we've got her booked in like a little celebrity. And then I think it's the following week or the week after, we're planning to do a live broadcast out front of Old Farm for back to school. I don't think we did it last year, but we've done the special a couple of years where we post up, do a live broadcast as the young cherubs pull up for their first day of school. It's always a fun atmosphere in front of Old Farm Fine Foods. So more on that as the weeks go on, as to some of the crazier things that are going to be happening on Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday. So until now, let's just rock out for a little while longer. Like I said, after 9, we're going to talk events. So get yourself a nice cup of County Roasters coffee from Old Farm Fine Foods. From Fiona Apple, this one's called Criminal, right here. See.
Bad girl. speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, just, you know, like, listening, you know, helps a lot, you know, and I guess I never really had anybody, you know, like, that actually listens, like, when I'm talking and stuff, you know? Like, nobody hears the real Beavis, you know what I'm saying?
I don't...
Neither do I sometimes. Yeah. Neither do I.
Welcome to intermission.
Hi, I'm Cam.
I'm Boris.
And we are...